In this next tape, we are now going to discuss probably one of the most special parts of the recovery program. In the eighth and ninth steps, we learn to get in touch with and to settle things in our life. So many of us, as a result of addictions or as a result of our codependency or as a result of situations that have occurred in our childhood, so many of us have so many loose ends. We have so many areas of our life that need to be pulled together, that need to be settled. So many of us also have relationships and situations in our life that very basically either have ended or still are in between. That's why these two steps, at the end of the working steps, steps 4 through 9, these are the very special steps that help us to begin to clean up our house, to settle things, and to put things to rest. Again, try to relate back to, as we looked at the steps up to this point. In the first three steps, we looked at the whole concept of looking at ourselves from a positive perspective, beginning to change the vision of ourself, beginning to see the beautiful affirming qualities that we have within, learning to let go, learning to open up, learning to be honest. In the fourth and the fifth step, we learned how to find out who we are, how to develop a good, healthy inventory. And then we also learned in the fourth and fifth step how to trust, how to reach out, how to touch. Now in the sixth and seventh step, we also learned that it's okay to look back, to grieve, to heal, to release, to let go of those people in our lives that many times we blamed, that many times we basically used to keep us from really looking at ourselves. We learned in the sixth and seventh step the importance of forgiveness, the importance of healing. Now in the eighth and ninth step, in a very concrete way, we now learn how to make amends. And then we also learn one of those beautiful things, one of the hardest things for all of us as human beings, how to become our own best friend, how to develop a beautiful friendship with ourselves, how to begin to look at ourselves as a total person, how to begin to really nurture and nourish ourselves, and how to begin to assume the responsibility for our own life. On this spiritual journey that we've been talking about, we talked about the simplicity of what life really is. And one of the most important aspects of life is to clean out and clear things so that we may be able to live life in serenity and peacefulness and gentleness. In the eighth step, we make a list of all the people we may have injured or harmed. In the ninth step, we make direct amends to them whenever it's humanly possible, making sure that we do not injure ourselves or injure or harm anyone else. As a result of many of our dysfunctionalities and many of our situations in life, many of us have experienced tremendous amounts of hurt. And even in our anger and our frustration, what we have done is we've given hurt back. We've hurt others. This is part of the process of life. In these two steps, we have to learn how to make amends. And I emphasize the word learn. It's a learning process because it's extremely hard for us to be able to do things that we're not used to doing. So many times what we've done in the past, instead of straightening things out and settling them, we just simply put them in the back of our mind, block them out, shut them off, and decided they no longer existed. And yet deep down inside, they're still there. Deep down inside, there's that little gnawing feeling. There's that little concept that just isn't settled. And it's so nice to be able to live your life in a settled atmosphere, in a peaceful atmosphere. And so these two steps become extremely important, but I want to emphasize something before I really get into them, that these two steps basically are number 8 and number 9. See, so many times in our lives, we very basically want to always straighten things out with other people. We always want to make amends. But the program teaches us to work on ourselves first, to make peace inside of us. Even in the eighth and ninth step, we are taught a very basic and beautiful principle, which is hard to understand. And that's why I want to spend some time on